Ok. Tine Holomoy Tsimin Kuf Sif Zion. Also Lazabo today you can't fertilize the field, but if you lock the Shum Tsain, even to put in your sheep, Bishwashiyasa in order that they should fertilize it also, it's also feel like they akum also even through a guy it's also. Ches Uzriya Asura planting is also. Vimyesh and watering and all that. Vimyesh Lizraim Shimlo Yashke. If you don't give them to drink, they're gonna get lost. Whatever they're gonna how do you call? Get ruined. Mutalashkoisum. It's mutter to give them to drink. Somebody today asked me that they enjoy planting, and it's a good chalamoya trip for them. So can they plant? So the answer is no. The question is why? I'm saying we allow Isuri Deraisa for Cholamayim, so we allow you to drive, right? That's. I'm not sure where we draw the line. We allow people to paint. Fine. Tess, also little shalukza
I
shum
saw
dalmanu.
that you also passing that if you go apple picking, only kids should do it. Why?
Right. Same
Why
type of
only
thing.
kids?
Because Lamaisa, why kids or why not adults?
Why only kids? Yeah, why only kids are allowed to do it?
Because you
Yeah.
can go to the store and buy apples. There's no reason to pick them.
Meaning even if an adult enjoys it, adult
Right.
knows
It
what
doesn't
apples to
seem
pick.
like it. I don't know. It doesn't seem like we matter just any surim just because you enjoy it. It doesn't seem like we matter it. I it's very unclear where we draw the line, what we allow, what we don't allow. But it seems like straight Isuri D'oraisa, we don't allow other than driving, basically. Tess. Also, shum it's also to cut anything from anything attached. Here you go, Mamash. This is the fruit picking. Unless the peiros will get ruined ad lacher yom. Meaning, if you're going to keep them on the vine or whatever it is, they're going to get ruined. So then you take them. Meaning, you're only allowed to pick what you need for mayur. Right. So when people do ask me
Picking
about the
from
fruit, I
the
tell them,
ground is
listen.
not the horizon. Picking from the
Yes, it
ground is not
is.
the horizon. You're
Why is
saying
it not a deraisa?
if it's attached,
Attach, yeah.
if it's attached, I'm saying like something
Attach.
like apple picking from the ground. They already fall down from the
No,
tree.
we're talking about apples that are
There's
attached to
no
the
issue.
tree.
Fine.
Right? But then it says, Ve'ain tzarich l'tzamtzum. You don't have to pick the apple. I mean, you don't have to go through your menu and pick the apples. Right? Ela toilish b'harvacha. You can be, how do you say, b'harvacha? You could be generous. Him yaiser yaiser. If you have leftovers, you have leftovers. But you can't pick more purposely. And a lot of people are asking this question because since Shabbos, Friday is the day after Pesach, so a lot of people are asking, can they shop for Shabbos already? And the answer to that is the Poskim say, yes, if you're already in the store, you could already shop for Shabbos. You shouldn't specifically go shopping for Shabbos. If you're already in the store, you can shop. And the same thing if you're cooking and you want to add a few pieces of chicken, then that would also be okay. Planning is
What
okay.
about
There's no
planning? What
hachana.
about planning for Shabbos?
Hachana is only a problem if you do malacha. Cholamayit. You can plan things during cholamayit. And wood
The people
to
who are
burn.
making online orders in the store for Friday, not allowed, right?
It's unclear if it's. I wrote in the text today you're not allowed to, because that's what the Poskim Achronim say. It's unclear if it's not allowed because you're not owning it, right? So you're not
Definitely
owning
not owning
it.
it. Definitely not
Yeah.
owning it.
Yeah.
So
So you're
far, I have
not
three
owning.
orders for Friday.
What?
So far, I have three orders for Friday. I have three online orders for Friday.
Yeah. So,
Yeah.
I mean, you're not
What
buying it
about
yet. So you're just putting in the order. So the Poskim seem not to like it.
order for Chometz?
That's what we're talking about, orders for
Challah.
chametz.
In the
Yeah.
supermarket for Friday. They make an online
Yeah.
order for Friday.
Yeah, everybody's so busy with the shlissel challah, right? So doing shlissel challah, but is it more important not to order chametz on Pesach in order not to have your key in your challah on Shabbos? Or whatever, in order to have it. wood that you need to burn with. You're allowed to cut them down. And it's also to be malakit wood from the field in order to make it nice for plowing. And if it's recognizable that is mechamel that you need eitzim, then if you're gonna, meaning you're taking only the large and leaving the small, right? Meaning, because then you're sort of showing that you really need the large, even though by picking the wood you are making, you're gonna make it easier for you to plow the field, but still it's okay because it's not obvious. You're allowed to cut off the branches of trees in order to, like, basically you're pruning. Meaning you're not allowed to prune the trees, but if it's recognizable that your kavana is with the branches to feed them to the animals, and not to fix it, like you're only cutting it from one side, which then shows that you're not really interested in the health of the tree, because why are you only cutting one side? Then mutter, it's mutter. If there's somebody who has a garden by a goy, right? Meaning next to a goy. And the goy is taking his fruit. Meaning the goy is sort of like cheating, right? Exactly what they do. You know, you're on a border, and the guy's, you know, cheats. He takes some of the fruit. And if the yid doesn't pick them first, then the guy's going to get them. So then mutalalalakdam, he could take it. And let's say they'll get destroyed if he picks them, unless he does another malacha to them when they're on the ground. Mutalasa, he could do everything. He could even, I'm sorry, I said that he doesn't do it on the ground, meaning he has to do a process. If he picks them, let's say grapes, and now he picks them a chalamayit, but you can't do the next step because that's also an iser to crush them, etc. Right? But if he leaves them over till after Pesach, then they're going to get ruined. So he's even allowed to do that. As long as he doesn't leave it with kavana, meaning he can't plan on this for chalamayit. Yud Aleph. Also, legalech b'chalamayit, you're not allowed to take a haircut on chalamayit. Afilu gilech asatzmai gam be'er v'yomtiv. Even if he took a haircut on yomtiv, ela misha yotiv mes asurim, as he got out of jail. Afilu yotiv be'er v'yomtiv. Even if it comes on yomtiv, ela, meaning even if he got it on yomtiv, ela shloihoy like pnai legalech, he didn't have time to take a haircut. So then it's also a problem. Meaning, I'm sorry, it's not a problem. So no haircuts, even if you took a haircut on Erev Yom Tov. One of the hardest takanas to understand, because
Some
basically
people shave, yeah.
the whole Klal Yisrael, there are shittas that say you could shave. It's a real minority opinion. But according to the Machmirim, the whole Klal Yisrael looks disheveled on the last day's Pesach, and to make a takana that everybody should shave for the first day's Pesach. So it's almost like it's hard to fathom this takana. Now, clearly this takana was made before people shaved, right? I think that if people shaved, they wouldn't make this takana, but once they have the takana, they have the takana. To cut the fingernails, also but if you cut them on Erev Yom Tov, mutter lekatzitz on gam b'chalamayit, you can cut on chalamayit too. V'chein isha l'tzarech tefillah muteres, a woman l'tzarech tefillah is also mutter. Gid gimel, also l'chavish shum davar afilu l'tzarech hamayit,
Why
you're
is it
not allowed.
Bechain? Why is it
What?
Bechain? It's why is it Bechain? Bechain
V'chein
isha.
means it's also mutter.
I'm saying she
So it
should be
says it's
more
forced.
mutar than everybody else, no?
No,
She
why?
should be,
Maybe,
she
maybe,
for a mikvah, she has a real reason to do it more than anybody else, no?
No, but if it's also, it's also. You'd have to get a goy or something. Right? Yud Gimel, also l'chavei shum davar afilu tzarech hamayit. This is the number one chalamayit shaila by far and away that comes up. You're not allowed to launder anything, even if it's v'mayit, elayim lai hoya efshalei b'shum oifen l'chavei kadam yontif, unless you had absolutely no way of washing before Yom Tov. And the same thing with the shmatas, you know, the things that you wipe up with the tina. I mean, basically means diapers. Since they're constantly urinating on them, harbe, then it's mutter to wash them. But you have to do it b'tzina. You can't do it in public.
This is before diapers time.
This is before disposable diapers, yeah.
Yeah, this is before, yeah. This is actual clothes that was used as diapers.
Correct. So basically, the rule is anything that's expected to wash within a span of 8 days is mutter to wash. Anything that's not expected to wash within a span of 8 days, it's not mutter to wash. So clothing from kids that they ruin it, it's not a normal thing to for them to have to meaning it needs to be washed within in 8 days. Ain't cane shirts and pants, even though we sh most people sh change every day or every other day, whatever it is, but you usually have enough that could last you through the yomtiv. Right, fine. You dial the calls over. Shoot the start of refuah. Mutter lasses bein lo adam bein lebehema. Anything for refuah could be done for whether it's for an animal, whether it's for behema. Test of cheshbonos ukiyotz v'zeh calculations and similar things. Shem lo yichivtehem yishkechem. If you don't write them now, you're going to forget it. Mutter lachasvam mishum dehavi davar over. It's mutter to wash them, but to write them down because of davar over. Chem mashu letzarich hamoyed. And anything that's a tzarich hamoyed, mutter lichtoiv, it's mutter to write. Avashad over, also lichtoiv, right? So if you're playing a game, like Boggle or with Pictionary, these type of things, it's a tzarich hamoyed, so you're allowed to write. Vaegerah and letters, shekos of adam lechaver, noigin lichtoiv b'shinui, k'tzas, write with a slight shinui. Dino shekos and shura harishayna akuma, you write the first line on a slant. My people, I had a couple of guys today that wanted to write letters to people, spouses, whatever it is. So you write it, the kalas, you write the first line on a slant.
I can't say that it's usher in this way. I can't play the game.
You could say that it's usr and it won't be a lie because it is usr to write. It's just in that situation, it's mutter. But you don't have to say that part. Right? You could say it's usr midaraisa or maybe even the rabbana, but it's usr to write on cholamoyed. You don't have to say that. You don't have to give more information than that. That's your way out. Well, if it's mutter to write, it's also mutter to be masakin with the pen. The what's it called? The what's it? Quill. Fine. Tez Zion. If somebody needs money, even not lezarech. He's concerned. Pen lo yitzu lil vayz la'achar amoye. He's not going to be able to even borrow the money after moed. And malva ain't a right to lavas lebeli shtar. And the lender says, "I'll lend you money on chol amoye, but I need a shtar." But the loylichtav has a shtar. He could write the shtar. Yitzayin ain't nice in noshim b'chol amoye. You're not allowed to get married on chol amoye. We don't mix one simcha with another simcha. But if he's divorced and he's remarrying, that's mutter. You're allowed to make a party for a bris and pidyon haben. You could have engagement parties on Chol HaMoed. You're allowed to rent workers.
Hello.
Even Yidden, that they can do malach after Moed. You test mutter lelecha schutz bein meragav bein bekarin bein rochav. You're allowed to go out of the tchum. See, David, that would also be good if you can. If you would ask the tchum, you wouldn't have to go on Chol HaMoed trips. But tchum is mutter. Tov ein malin behemoth zochar on the cable arabia deloy havi davar avod. You are not allowed to mate a male onto a female because that's not a davar avod. Because you could wait a week. Chaf aleph ein meshiv tarnagolas al
Forty
beitzim legadol
shekels
lefroichim.
and put this in the fridge.
You can't put the tarnagoilim on you can't put tarnagoilim on top of eggs, right? Same thing. But let's say you put them on before Yomtiv and it ran away. If it's within 3 days of the running away, mutalasira, because within 3 days you don't lose the egg. After 3 days, also lazir, it's also a filo yifsa to even if the egg's going to get lost. So lahayshav and to put another one under it, a filo toich gimel yamim, also that is also. Okay, that is 1 day, right?
What's the word?